Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
As is the case, it is Friday, and what do we do on Friday? We talk to Jeff Pitts, who is the managing editor of City View magazine, because City View knows what to do when it comes to stuff going on in the metro. Hey, welcome. It's a silly Friday, the day after Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. What did you do last night?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No. I cooked food. It's the studio dog.
Yofi, come here. Come here, Yofi.
The studio dog.
The studio dog, yes.
It's the best kind of dog.
It is, yeah. It's just,
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Yo quiero Taco Bell. No mas.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Whole lot of
relaxing. I like that.
Relaxing as much as possible.
Well, now that day is over. It's in the past. It's in the rearview mirror.
Ancient history.
Yeah. Yesterday is a canceled check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. All you have is today, and today is legal tender. Yes.
What's that from?
A friend of mine used to do that with the Junior Chamber of Commerce. That was one of his taglines. Yeah. Never forget it. Good guy.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
All right. What do we got?
Okay. In case you're living under a rock or you haven't been downtown or to a mall,
How
about high school wrestling tournament? Day one.
Wrestling.
Today.
Wrestling tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Friday wrestling gets underway.
Round one's over. Should be over right about now.
Yeah.
And then round two, whatever's going on. Yeah, so they're going through the weekend. And then Saturday night's the main event.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's always exciting.
It is, especially for the parents and teachers and the student athletes. And
mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it's a great
one
time.
One shining moment. So that's going on down at, I was going to say Vets, but Wells Fargo.
You know where it is.
And let's see, what else? Stevens Auditorium, the Fab Four, an ultimate tribute.
Yeah?
Beatles kind of tribute band.
Nice. Yeah. Stevens Auditorium up in
the 8. 8, yep.
All right. That sounds like fun.
The best Beatles tribute ever, it says.
There you go.
Classic.
Yeah, it is amazing to watch these people who are in these tribute bands. I don't care if it's these folks or others.
Yeah.
I mean, they really work on every single, you know, not just the music, but the actions and how.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. That's fascinating stuff.
I wonder what version of the Beatles they're doing.
I suspect it's the original. I mean, you know, they might, if they were really, really good.
Yeah.
I wonder if they would go through those versions of the Beatles, you know, starting like in the early 60s and then moving. I bet they do, too.
I bet you're right.
Sergeant Pepper time and, oh, yeah.
When do you think they stop?
After John Lennon dies.
They just roll out a casket and just go threes.
No, that's going to be it, I think. Yeah,
you know, I heard on the radio the other day, I'd never heard this before. There's a conspiracy theory.
Of course.
That Paul actually died in 1959. And the person we know as Paul is an imposter.
There you go.
You ever hear this?
No. Where are you listening? Where do you hear this stuff at? You must stay up way late at night to listen to.
It's on the radio. And I guess there's like the cover of Abbey Road, there's a funeral procession with Paul in the casket.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's all these things like that.
No.
Who do you think made that up the first time?
Oh, some who knows? It's just like we didn't land on the moon, you know, and all. And, you know.
Well, we clearly did not land on the
moon. Of course not.
You've seen that footage.
Of course, yeah. Silliness. And there are Martians at, 51? Area 51? 55?
59? 57? I think it's 51.
51, yeah.
I can't remember.
There you go. All right.
They still have that?
I think so. It's still an area.
You believe in Bigfoot?
I do. I know Bigfoot. I mean, this guy's got at least a 15 shoe, man. Yeah, I've seen him. I have seen the man.
Yeah, I'm so glad I don't wear a size 15.
Yeah, me too.
Where would you? It's probably a lot easier with the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Getting stuff that fits. Anyway. Also this weekend, starting tonight, the Cyclone Country Kennel Club Dog Show.
A dog show?
Mm-hmm.
I understand a wire terrier won the Westminster show this week.
I don't even know what that means.
A wire-haired terrier. They've won like 15 times, and it's the most winning dog on the circuit of the Westminster
really?
Dog show. Yeah. And people were not happy. There also was a long-haired weenie dog that placed high, but they didn't pick
that one.
Oh,
that's a travesty.
I know.
What's your favorite dog?
Mine. Yeah. Yofi?
How many dogs are you up to?
I'm not talking. I think I'm supposed to have a kennel license. I'm not sure. I ain't saying. I know it's one under the limit, I think.
Loose lips sink ships.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This weekend, Saturday, 7:30 at the Temple Theater, Raul Midon. Music. Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter and guitarist Raul Midon has earned...
Where's Parker? Parker would know about this. Do you know anything about this, Raul?
Yeah, just read the hype. It's a one-man band who's spiritually connected, according to the New York Times.
Spiritually connected.
An eclectic adventurist, in the words of People magazine.
There you go.
The New Mexico native has released 8 albums since 1999, including the acclaimed studio productions Don't Hesitate, Synthesis, and A World Within a World.
Okay.
Might be something.
Yeah.
Raul.
Temple for Performing Arts.
It's a great venue.
It's
going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday this weekend, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. This is like number two or three in a four-part series. Tea and Talk at Terrace Hill.
Tea and Talk. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll never forget, and I'm sure he hasn't forgotten it either, former governor of Iowa, former secretary of agriculture for Iowa, once dressed as the Pooh Bear. Yeah.
Chet?
No. Governor Vilsack.
Vilsack.
Yeah. And there, if you Google that.
As governor? Or when he was 19?
No, he was governor. Okay. He was governor. It was a children's thing, and he dressed as Pooh Bear. It's just really great.
He'd make a good Pooh Bear.
Yeah, he would, yeah. Even today. Huh. Next time I see him, I'll have to ask
him. Might have missed his calling.
Yeah. So tea and crumpets or something over there.
Tea and... Jennifer Madara will talk about her work as creative director for Better Homes and Gardens.
Nice.
Yeah. Might be something. If you like tea. How do you like your tea?
With Long Island style.
Mm.
How's that?
Yeah.
I don't do tea unless it's Long Island style. I'll have another, sir. Thank you.
You want to avoid those.
Yeah.
The Des Moines Symphony's 81st season continues with Nelson Conducts Bernstein.
Nelson Conducts Bernstein.
Yep. 7:30 p.m. Saturday and Sunday at 2:30 at the Civic Center.
Yeah. Those of you who are into arts and entertainment, there you go.
Yeah. Symphony's sweet.
It is.
I need more symphony in my life.
You do need more symphony. You know how much calmer you would be if you had more symphony in your life?
Yes.
That's why you need more symphony, right?
I need more. I have zero symphony in my life right now.
Yeah, I know. How's the kid, by the way? She's okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's sleeping?
Better sleeper.
Good.
She's getting better and better. And everything's kind of coming together.
She's 14 now? I mean, it's been a long time. You've had this kid a long time, huh?
Seems like it.
Yeah.
We figure we are about 1/30th to her being 18.
Got a ways to go, right? I said out of the house. All right.
No, she's doing great.
Good.
But, yeah. All right. And then, if you're not into the symphony, Bacon Fest.
You know, I heard it was coming on.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't kosher, but it is Bacon Fest. So people ask me all the time, do you go to Bacon Fest? No, I don't go to Bacon Fest. Why not? Well, you know, what am I going to do? You know, drink bacon beer? No.
So,
do they have anything there that's not bacon?
No.
Do they have a vegan?
No. No. Absolutely not.
Shit.
A lot of pork.
Yeah. I would think. You know, I've never been.
Me either. But I have a reason.
Do they still sell out tickets like in 6 minutes?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. It's just crazy. I mean, people are nuts about bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Bacon people.
More power.
Yeah, more power to you, man.
They make turkey bacon.
They do make turkey bacon, yeah.
Might be something.
Yeah. Maybe they'll have turkey bacon.
Tofu bacon.
Tofu bacon. There you go.
Bacon bacon.
Bacon bacon.
Okay. Another one that's right up your alley.
I'm sure.
Sesame Street Live Let's Party.
Live Let's Party with Sesame Street.
Jump to the beat with your friends on Sesame Street. Introducing it all
beat
new
with your friends on
show.
Sesame Street.
Yeah.
That's pretty catchy.
I didn't write it.
Oh. Just checking. It's pretty catchy, though. Jump to the beat with your friends on Sesame Street.
They are Sesame Street for a reason.
Yeah, right. They write,
know how to write stuff.
Write
like
good
that.
Stuff.
What's your favorite Sesame Street? Did you watch? Did they have Sesame Street?
Oh, sure. No, when I was growing up, when my son or our kids were growing up, yeah. I always liked Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah. They still have him?
I don't know. You ask these guys. You know, they're going to be jumping to the beat on Sesame Street. And,
Oscar the Grouch. They do still have him. It says right here.
One of my dogs is named Oscar.
Really?
Yeah. Every once in a while, it comes out, hey, Oscar. Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch. Learn new songs and sing along to familiar favorites with the Oscar and the Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster.
Build a snowman with Elmo.
Cookie.
Flap your wings with Big Bird. Marvel at Abby's magic. Be amazed when Super Grover flies. Yeah.
So what about...
And more.
What about Oscar?
Well, that's the... you learn new songs and sing along with familiar favorites with Oscar and Cookie Monster.
Oh, Oscar and Cookie. Okay. Yep. I was...
Apparently
so
they
taken
do a duet.
By, it could be.
And you can
cookies,
in.
Cookies.
That's like the worst duet ever.
Yeah.
Okay. Oscar and Cookie Monster.
That'd be rough.
It's no symphony.
No.
Sunday Winter Concert Series at the Greater Des Moines Botanical Center. The series continues.
Who's there?
This is going to be the East Side Brothers.
East Side Night.
But I didn't
at
say that.
At the Botanical Center. All right, everybody. You've heard the calling. Get yourself to the Botanical Center.
It is technically on the east side.
It is on the east side of the river. So you know what to do, Eastsiders.
Then next week is Bob Doerr and Jeff Peterson. For those of you that don't know, this is a Sunday event from 2 to 4 at the Botanical Center. Under the dome, get out, thaw.
They call it what?
Balmy Paradise.
Yeah, it's, I can't remember what they call it.
Winter Concert Series?
Oh, okay. I thought it was something else.
I think that's what they're called. Right. Oh, Botanical Blues.
That's it, Botanical Blues. Bob Doerr is going to be there. Bob Doerr has retired numerous times.
Keeps making things Brett Favre. Yeah,
right. He just keeps coming back. So make sure that you go see the now retired Bob Doerr. Not this week, but next week.
That's right.
This week, you get to
East
Side Brothers. Mm-hmm. Eastsiders, you know what's going on. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Bud Tent. It's not the Bud Tent. I just want it. It's at the Botanical Garden.
Botanical Garden.
Blues thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Next week, Civic Center. Another one right up your alley. This is not a good list for you.
Really? What are you doing? Having pagan rituals now at the well? What the hell is going on there?
No, it's Malpaso Dance Company.
Why was that? Why wouldn't I like that?
I don't know. When was the last time you went to a dance show?
I never. But you know, this could be it. This could be the one. What is the Malpaso dance thing?
Tuesday, February 19th at the Civic Center. In the 5 short years since its establishment in 2012, Malpaso Dance Company has become one of the most sought-after Cuban dance companies.
Cuban.
With a growing international profile.
Cuban.
Emphasizing a collaborative, creative process.
I would like a cigar.
Is committed to working with top international choreographers while also nurturing new voices in Cuban choreography.
Cuban.
The company tours with 11 dancers and is led by its original three founders.
Nice.
So is this going to be the one?
Yeah, it could be. Cuban.
Cuban. You ever been to Cuba?
No, I'd love to go, though.
I would, too.
I would really like to go. It's warm there.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of nice.
Yeah, I would love to go, but...
I understand that in Cuba, if you when you go, they still have lots of vehicles from the 1950s because, yep. Yeah, they just kind of keep
that's
repairing
the image
them.
And, I have. Yeah. I had a friend that went there for a semester, and he says it's like the 1950s. So they love Americans. It's like page out of the 1950s.
I'm ready.
Great
man.
Coffee.
Great coffee.
That's what he said.
And Cuba Libra. That goes they, along
I,
with your...
They might not have that.
What? Maybe they got Coke?
That would be like... what that means is free Cuba.
Ooh.
So I'll bet it's like banned.
Yeah, they don't have that.
I don't have it.
I'll take a Long Island iced tea and one Fidel on the rocks.
You say that, you go in the hole and you don't come out.
You ain't coming out. No Cuba Libra. No, 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 no.
They tell you that at customs.
Yeah. Boy, that'd be okay.
Okay. Also, next week, Art for the Wild. This is at the zoo. It's a fundraiser consisting of an art show and an auction. The event unites art enthusiasts and wildlife conservationists toward a common goal: saving animals in the wild. Proceeds at Art for the Wild help Blank Park Zoo and the zoo's conservation efforts.
But the animals at the zoo are like at the zoo. And they aren't in the wild.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I'm just saying. I'm just anyway. But Blank Park Zoo is a great place to go to. To see wild animals that are not in the wild.
Might
but
be a wrench in the works.
Yeah. Leave it to me. I'm sorry. This is why I don't go to any of these things, because somebody will say, didn't you just say something disparaging about this? I wasn't disparaging. I was just an editorial comment. Mm-hmm. But let me see if I can redeem myself. If you like animals.
Pretty sure they won't be reposting this one.
Nobody does. We don't want these guys talking about our stuff. Listen to them. We take all this stuff seriously, and all they do is jack around with it. But I suspect if you like animals, mm-hmm. whether they are in cages or not, mm-hmm. this is something you could get behind.
Yeah.
No, I like it.
Yeah, I think there's wildlife efforts.
There are, yeah. I'm sure.
All right, also next week, Stevens Auditorium. Monday, Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad.
Ooh, nice.
Might be something. Thursdays, an acoustic music tour called Need to Breathe.
Need to, really? Oh, wait. So Harriet Tubman is when?
Monday.
You just kind of slipped right past that.
Monday.
It's Monday and Stevens.
At Stevens Auditorium.
Your names, okay.
And actually, this is for kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
10 a.m. and 12:30.
Nice.
Need to Breathe is more sophisticated.
Oh, well, it leaves me out.
And if Parker Reed was here, he would
know
all
about
that.
Yeah, right.
And then last but not least,
okay.
Sports.
Sports?
We have next week, Tuesday, Iowa Wild play the Texas Stars. Thursday, they take on San Jose Barracuda. And the Iowa Wolves on Wednesday play Texas.
Boom, Barracuda.
Barracuda.
Yeah. All right. We got sports. We got animals. We got tea. We've got no Cuba Libra, but we do have Cuba.
Yeah. Don't even. Wrestling.
Wrestling. Yep. Got it all.
Tea. You said that. Beatles. Yeah.
Beatles.
Bacon.
Bacon.
Botanical.
Oh. And.
Dance.
Oscar the Grouch.
And the Grouch. Yeah. All right. What's your pick?
Oscar,
number one?
Of course, man. Oscar.
Gotta
go to Sesame Street.
Probably mine, too.
Yeah, it'd be all right.
Especially 1 year from now, if it's back, I'll be there.
Well, she won't remember that.
Well,
give
she would still enjoy
five
it.
Or six.
You gotta give them to five or six.
Don't be wasting your money on this stuff, because it just goes on deaf ears. You know, they go, okay, drool, and forget about it.
That's
true.
Yeah.
A couple more years.
Yeah, she started kissing here. Recently.
Really?
She just, she reaches for you for the hug, and she just opens her mouth, puts it on you.
Yeah, right.
Drool.
Drools.
That's the sweetest thing ever, though.
Yeah. At least she's not in school, like a germ factory.
That's true.
Yeah. Once that happens, you don't want her anywhere near you.
Trust me.
All right, Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, with City View Magazine. We have just about ruined everything that's happening in the Des Moines Metro this weekend into next weekend. For all of us associated with Inside on Business, the NewsHour chap Ramsey is in charge of production. I'm sure he's going to be really proud of this effort. Also in charge of sales and marketing is Aaron Libby, the voice of Inside on Business, the NewsHour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.